As Donald Trump was sworn in as president Friday morning, students at the University of Utah were gathered around a TV in the Student Union building, many of them watching an inauguration for the first time. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
Cade Lansford, a junior, has his lunch in front of him, but his eyes are elsewhere.
Watching the Donald Trump inauguration. President Trump, I suppose.
Yeah, President Trump now, right?
Yeah, I'll take a sec to get used to.
Lansford says it feels a little surreal. He didn't support Trump in the election, but he says now he's ready to accept him as 45th president.
We had our time to speak what we thought as a people, and we have spoken. So.
I hope his presidency goes so well that, you know, he just surprises all of us in a good way.
Nene Maruda, a freshman, is feeling hopeful. She says we should all give President Trump a chance, and she hopes he behaves a little more civilly than he did as a candidate.
He hasn't started, you know, his presidency quite yet, and so we can't really judge him on his actions.
Maruda's friend and fellow freshman, Sarah Chaya, also says she's hoping for the best, but she's glad to see people protesting. And in particular, she hopes that Saturday's Women's March will send Trump a message.
To remind him that we are against hate. And so, yes, he is our president, but we are still here supporting love for everyone.
A few tables over, senior John Michael Lewis says he's still struggling with the idea of Trump leading the country.
I don't agree with Trump as a president. I don't agree with Trump as a person. But as an American citizen, I want to stick with this. I want to see it work. I don't want the country to fail.
Lewis says he wants Trump to begin acting more presidential, which he suggests could start with the new commander-in-chief easing up a bit on Twitter. Lee Hale, KUER News.